Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, business is about getting business and business is about prospecting. And of course, it really doesn't matter for this conversation how you prospect. You can run an ad in a trade journal. You can run radio commercials. Maybe you do LinkedIn commercials. Maybe you make cold calls. But the question always comes up is, when is the best time to call a prospect? And you're going to hear people tell you. The experts are going to say, never call someone on a Monday because they're too busy. Never call someone on a Friday because, well, it's Friday and they're going home. Never call before noon. Never call after noon. People will absolutely give you so many opinions on when is the best time to call a prospect. And you know the best time to call a prospect? Right now. It doesn't matter if it's morning, if it's afternoon, if it's Monday, if it's Friday. It makes really no difference. You cannot see through the telephone, and you cannot see when those people are there. Now, depending upon the kind of prospect it is, if it's someone that contacted you and you call in and you get the receptionist on the telephone, you might say, when is the best time to call Fred? When is the best time to call June? So that you have an idea. But if you're calling or you're cold calling or they aren't expecting your phone call, certainly call at different times. One time you might call in the morning, one time you might call in the afternoon, one time you might call in the late morning, because you don't know what their schedule is. But here's the important point. Call. Just call them. Don't try to set up these rules that you have no idea whether they're accurate or not. They'll be there. They won't be there. It's certainly the luck of the draw as to when you're going to catch them. You know, there are people who are out selling every single day. There are people who are on their manufacturing floor. There are people who have different schedules. So if you follow these crazy rules, don't call on Monday. Well, if everyone's being told not to call on Monday, that's when you want to call. Less people are calling them. Don't call on Friday. Well, if no one's calling on Friday, that's when you want to call. I mean, I can remember calling people at really crazy times. Sometimes at 5 to 5, sometimes it was the last phone call of the day and nothing had really happened and I just wanted to make one more phone call. Or I've even had the opportunity of engaging a client on Christmas Eve, if you can imagine. We had lunch on Christmas Eve and they ended up being a long-term client. Other times, nothing happens. But the question is, are you really interested in doing business? Do you have something for the potential customer? Are you going to follow up, not be obnoxious? And then maybe a few months later you follow up again. Things change. Maybe they weren't interested in talking to you today, but maybe 6 months from now they will be interested in talking with you. And that's why your contact manager becomes really important. Because if you're putting their name into the contact manager, and even if you spoke to them and they said, well, I'm not interested now, you know what the conversation was so that when you get them on the phone again several months later, you are in a position of understanding the conversation. You sound like you're interested in them because you are, not just in their business, and the conversations will flow better. So first thing is to understand how to get the prospect, qualify who we're going to call, and then just get on that telephone, call people. Don't worry about what time of the day it is. Don't worry about what day it is, and continue to follow up and call them at several different times so that you can try to time your phone call to their schedule. This is Howard Lewinter. I wish you good prospecting, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.